is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Bill Raycoff in Washington. The world has surpassed two coronavirus milestones, 500,000 confirmed deaths and 10 million confirmed cases. Coronavirus cases in several U.S. states have officials slowing down the reopening process. One of those states is Texas. The White House's Dr. Deborah Birx.
Really appealing to every Texan to wear a mask. I think we know now there's scientific evidence that masks both keep you from infecting others, but may also partially protect you from getting infected.
WTSP-TV reporter Angela Salcedo reports from one of the states seeing a resurgence in COVID-19 cases.
Rising by the thousands, the state of Florida is quickly turning into one of the nation's coronavirus hotspots. Epidemiologists say it won't stop there.
Between 6,000 and 18,000 new cases a day by the second week of July. That's a tremendous increase.
In the last month, the number of tests coming back positive have more than doubled. The percent positive for the state stands at 5.7%, but studies from the University of Notre Dame show that will increase in 2 to 3 weeks.
U.S. intelligence officials say Russian intelligence offered cash rewards to Taliban militants to kill U.S. troops in Afghanistan. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on ABC's This Week saying she was not made aware of those reports.
This is as bad as it gets, and yet the president will not confront the Russians on this score, denies being briefed. Whether he is or not, his administration knows.
Well, the president just tweeted that he wasn't told because officials didn't believe the information to be credible. Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina telling CBS's Face the Nation he was horrified by a video tweeted out by the president Sunday showing a man raising his fist and yelling white power at protesters in Florida.
That was a terrible display that I saw in that video. I watched the whole video. The whole thing was terrible.
The White House says Mr. Trump never heard the audio of the video in the tweet. Mississippi lawmakers voting to do away with the Confederate stars and bars on the state flag. This is CBS News reporter Kate Smith.
The new design will follow two rules. It can't display the Confederate battle emblem, and it must include "In God We Trust."
The flag is a unifying banner that all people unite under. Ours has not served that purpose.
Voters will pick the new design in the November election.
It will then go on the ballot in November. The people will pick their flag. The people will pick their flag. So, and if it's rejected by the people, they'll come back and we'll do it again.
On Wall Street, ahead of the Monday opening, stock futures are mixed with the S&P up 5, the Dow also up. This is CBS News.
Quoting home insurance just got easier with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Quote and buy all online at progressive.com.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Leading the backside of this newscast, a museum in Britain launching a contest to find the best derriere in art collections. CBS's Vicky Barker getting to the bottom of the story.
It's the Battle of the Butts, and it was launched by the Yorkshire Museum in the ancient English city of York. Curator Joe Killia.
We've been just trying to find ways of having fun with our collections, but also interacting with museums across the world.
They posted a picture of a Roman marble statuette with a big chunk missing from its behind. The tweeted challenge has been met by hundreds of museums, supplying images of Japanese sumo wrestlers' bottoms, vintage saucy seaside postcards from North Carolina, and a series of images of Henry VIII's armor, showing how that king's derriere grew as he piled on the pounds. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Bummer. The New England Patriots have reached a deal with free agent quarterback Cam Newton. The agreement would bring the 2015 NFL MVP to Foxborough to help the team move on from Tom Brady. Bill Raycoff, CBS News.